This is the Reading Instruction Show. I'm your host, as always, Dr. Andy Johnson. This is a two-part series in which I am looking at letters and basic science of reading standards. Now, letters is owned by Lexia, which has an annual revenue of anywhere between $100 million and $500 million. And that's Google research. The parent company of Lexia is Cambia Learning, and that has an annual revenue anywhere between $250 to $750 million. Keep in mind, however, that these are just Google facts, so the accuracy cannot be verified. But suffice to say, there is a whole bunch of money being distributed here, and none of it is going to poor people or to fight global warming. Now, my Alexa app tells me that Dr. Louisa Moats, the author of Letters, is worth $20 million. And again, like Google, this is not a very good source of data. Alexia can say anything. There's no peer review. But even if this is just a little bit correct, it's still about $20 million more than I. And the teachers who are forced to take letters training are worth. And why do I mention this? Context. Context matters. Whether you're looking at a letter, a word, a sentence, a fact, data, a reading curriculum, a professional development program, or a research study, context matters. As such, research must also be considered in the context of the researcher's past work, as well as the social, political, and economic context in which the research is found. Context matters. And the context of letters is money. Letters professional development cannot be fully understood outside the context of a whole bunch of money. It's designed by profiteers to generate profits for profiteers. Also, letters cannot be fully understood without understanding the political forces shaping its forced implementation. These are forces who are trying to disempower and control teachers and delegitimize public education. Make no mistake, letters is not an academic act. It is a political act. Context matters. Now let's take a look at letters and causal variables. Let's start with the simple three-part proposition put forward by the good Dr. Moats and her letters family. And this is it. What teachers know impacts their ability to teach, and teachers' ability to teach impacts students' ability to read. Therefore, we need to find out what teachers don't know and make sure they know it. And like Moses coming down from the mountain, Dr. Moats offers us this special knowledge to save us from our reading instructional sins. Glory, hallelujah. Put another way, A, which is letters professional development, equals B, more efficient teaching. B equals C, which is higher levels of reading achievement. Therefore, A equals C. Also, A equals D, the solution to all reading problems. And A is greater than E, all other forms of teacher professional development for reading. Also, F, all teacher preparation programs, is less than A. Amen. All well and good. However, the monkey wrench in this fly ointment is that Dr. Moats has yet to establish a causal link from A to B, C, or D. The empirical data she offers consists of a lot of perceptions and observations and surveys. Also, there is a distinct lack of comparative research showing that A is greater than E or that F is less than A. However, one causal variable has been established. A, which is letters professional development, equals G, profits. Again, we know that knowledge is important to good teaching. However, I'm still looking for some legitimate research that shows Dr. Moat's knowledge is the right kind of knowledge, or that Dr. Moat's knowledge is more effective than, say, Dr. Johnson's knowledge, or Dr. Allington's knowledge, or the type of knowledge you might find in the owner's manual of an Evinrude outboard motor. So let's take a look at letters in the science of reading. Letters professional development can be found in the context of the new Science of Reading initiative here in Minnesota called the READ Act. Now, currently, there are similar science of reading initiatives in 38 states, but what exactly is the science of reading? Well, the good Dr. Moats helps us out. She defines the science of reading as, quote, "It is the emerging consensus from many related disciplines based on literally thousands of studies supported by hundreds of millions of research dollars conducted across the world in many languages," unquote. All well and good, but this doesn't really tell us anything. Dr. Timothy Shanahan gets us a little closer to a specific definition of science of reading by stating that it is applied research that's conducted in a classroom setting versus basic research, which is research conducted apart from the context in which it's used or applied. And Dr. Shanahan went on to say that, quote, "The science of reading should refer to all empirical study of any aspect of learning to read, write, and spell in any language," unquote. Now, empirical research is research that's based on observation and measurement of phenomena as directly experienced by the researcher. Now, technically, this could include qualitative research. However, the U.S. Department of Education would have none of that. It has determined that only a single type of research methodology can be used to ask and answer questions in the field of education. It defines scientifically based educational research as that which, quote, "is evaluated using experimental or quasi-experimental designs in which individual entities, programs, or activities are assigned to different conditions with appropriate controls to evaluate the effects of the conditions of interest with a," you get the idea, "preference for random assignment experiments or other designs," okay, "to the extent that these designs contain within condition or across condition controls," unquote. Now, this is similar to the standard that Dr. Shanahan used when he was working with the National Reading Panel. They said, quote, "To make a determination that any instructional practice could be or should be adopted widely to improve reading achievement requires that the belief, assumption, or claim supporting the practice be causally linked to a particular outcome. The highest standard of evidence for such a claim is the experimental study, in which it is shown that the treatment can make changes and affect outcomes. Sometimes, when it is not feasible to do a randomized experiment, a quasi-experimental study is conducted. This type of study provides a standard of evidence that, while not as high, is acceptable depending on the study design," unquote. National Reading Panel Report, page 7. So, this means that the science of reading refers to a general consensus among researchers about the strategies and practice that lead to improved reading outcomes. And these strategies and practices have been determined to be effective using experimental or quasi-experimental research. And this research will have established a causal variable between strategies or practices and student outcomes. Further, this research will have been conducted in an actual classroom learning environment. According to Science of Reading advocates, this is the standard that should be used to make all decisions related to reading instruction and policy. So the question is often asked, are you teaching science of reading? Are you a science of reading teacher? Do you teach science of reading in your reading methods class? Are you doing science of reading at your school? When these questions are asked, they most often are referring to a set of pedagogical strategies and practices involving some form of direct instruction. But putting all this together, a basic science of reading definition might be this: using strategies and practices shown to be effective using controlled experimental or quasi-experimental research and conducted in classroom settings. And even though I think the science of reading definition above here that I just said represents a very narrow view of what reading research is, I could live with it. Dramatic pause. If science of reading advocates would hold themselves to the same standard. That is, if mandated programs, curriculum, and policies were all based on that which was shown to be effective using controlled experimental research and conducted in the settings in which they will be used, which in this case is classrooms. But alas, alack, they are not. And a good example of this is letters. This is one of three professional development programs that teachers are required to take here in Minnesota. Now, one would think that one would be able to find at least one of the, quote, literally thousands of studies supported by hundreds of millions of research dollars conducted across the world in many languages, unquote, that Dr. Motz is referencing. These would demonstrate a causal link between letters, professional development, and A, teachers' ability to teach reading effectively, or B, readers' ability to read effectively. One would also think that one could find at least one of the literally thousands of controlled experimental research studies comparing letters to other forms of professional development. That is, after all, the science of reading standard. However, another dramatic pause, there are relatively few. And the research studies that have been conducted don't seem to meet these basic science of reading standards. It seems as if Dr. Motz and her letters family are given a free pass. And the question is, why? Why are they not held to the same scientific standard as the reading teachers in Minnesota? After all, a standard is not really a standard if it's not standardized. Which leads me to my own science of reading definition, and it's this: you can't just say shit. This has been the Reading Instruction Show. Next time, we'll look more specifically at some of the research that Dr. Motz has conducted.